this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we worship you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for a wonderful opportunity to come before you and to have fellowship with you and with the brethren. We thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us take our seats. Let us take our seats. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't stay at home. Don't stay away. Come home. Come home. Amen. It's very, very powerful. That's
witnessing. You get it? Evangelism is something you do and you see results. So this month is a month that we are supposed to do something which we are always supposed to do as Christians. Amen. As Christians, it should be normal for us to do evangelism. So when we have times like this, let's say a month of evangelism, it's only for revival. You get it? A revival in what we are already doing. But it's not like, oh, evangelism, especially for a Christian, that month of evangelism, you do it and then you forget about everything. Amen. So that's why we say dress down. The dress down is to give you an idea that you are working. You came to work. Amen. So we have to do evangelism. You have to do evangelism. Now, in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Proverbs 11, 30. And it's a scripture that is very, very, very important. Proverbs 11, 30. What time is it? 11, 30. Do you get it? So Proverbs 11, 30. What does it say?
The fruit of righteousness.
In the first place, your Bible should be your first point of reference. So shall we all say together, ready, go.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise.
Then turn to your friends and says, please, why didn't you say it? Is there a spirit in you that doesn't like the word of God? Because, you see, spirits don't like this type of things. So now that you have informed the person again, let's all read it together again. Proverbs 11:30.
The fruit of the righteous.
Watch your friend, whether he's still reading.
It's a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise.
We're going to finish. We are going to cast out some spirits. So if the person doesn't say it, it means that either he can't see or there's something wrong. So let's say for the last time, Proverbs 11:30.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise.
Wow. So ask your friend, are you wise? Ask your friend. Oh, please, don't. We are in church. Don't be afraid of anybody. Look at the person's face. Even if he's intimidating you, don't mind him or her. Just look him or her in the eye and ask him, please, can I ask you, in the past 1 month, can you say you are wise? If you are not a wise person, you are what? Hey! If you are not a wise person, you are what? No, I didn't hear you. If you are not a wise person, you are what? Don't use unwise. Unwise is banned. So, if you are not a wise person, you are what?
A fool.
A what?
A fool.
Thou sayest. So this morning you are telling me that you are what? Hey. Because you have not won a soul. Do you get it? You have not won a soul. That winner's soul is wise. Amen. And you see, there are certain things that come with being wise. So when you are wise, there are certain things that come with being wise. So let's turn our Bible to Daniel. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. And then verse 3. Daniel 12, 3. I will read it and then we shall. Oh, let's all read it together. Wouldn't you like to have all read it together?
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
If you don't want to read the scripture, see, Satan doesn't like the word of God. So today, read it. You see, even the spirit will leave you. You get it? So let's all read it. So,
Daniel chapter 12,
verse 3. Shall we please read it?
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Wow. They that be what? Let's start with the first part. They that be what?
Wise.
Shall do what?
Shine.
Wow. When you say someone is shining, when you say someone is shining, what does it mean?
Elevated.
Shining, glowing. Glowing. Is it what?
Light.
Sparkling. Wow. May your life glow. And may you sparkle. Then what again?
An aura
around you. Okay. Shine. What does it mean again? Stand out. Wow. How many of you want to stand out? I see you. And you are standing out in the name of Jesus. Receive it. You see, this is the route you want to pass to shine. Meanwhile, God has given us the way. But the route, you want to shine. Yesterday, a brother was sharing a dream with me. And he said that he was going somewhere. And when he was going, he could see a man of God. And the man of God, the brother doesn't go to this church. In fact, he's supposed to be a pastor in another church. So he saw the man of God. And the man of God was Bishop Doug. And then he realized that he was going to the same place that this man of God, Bishop, was also going. But he noticed that he was walking on a rough road, an untarred road. And then it was raining. So the road was untarred, mud on the road, and he was going. Sometimes at times he'd be slipping. And then he realized that the next road was asphalted. And then the man of God was walking on the road coolly, like that. So when they all got to the destination, he found that he was all mad, dirty, and they all went to the same place. So he looked at him and he was also looking at him. And so he traveled from somewhere. And he came just to see me for the interpretation of that dream.
Wow.
I said, wow. But I'm sure you know what the interpretation means. Is that not so? There is a road. You get it? That can make you shine. And there's another road that when you walk, you go to the same destination. But by the time you realize you've struggled. Hallelujah. Many of us want to shine, but we don't want to use that road that will make us sparkle, that will make us glow, that will make us stand out. Hallelujah. But after today, you must begin to stand out.
Amen.
So the first part says that what? The first part of Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 says what?
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
I want you to shine.
Amen.
I want you to shine. Amen. And what is the second part of the verse? Ready, go.
And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Wow. And they that turn many to righteousness, they shall shine as the stars forever and ever. That means that your shining will not be here only on earth. Some of us, we are shining, but only here on earth. There is a channel on one of the stations, it's Celebrity Channel. And they have various celebrity groups, sometimes it's celebrity wives. Sometimes like basketball wives or something. Hey! And you see people, and you can say, hey, people are enjoying, you know. Hey! People are enjoying. When you watch such an ascent, you are saying, that's why Bible says, if only in this life we say we have Christ, we are most of all meant to be pitied, because, hey, they don't even walk. When they are walking as if they are jumping, I say, what? And they said this, and then they'll be sure sometimes, as part of the program, they'll be going from home to home, doing something, showing their home, showing their children. So I say, yay! Things there, some places. You see, but they are shining. They are brightening, if you like. But it will not be forever. Do you get it? So there's a brightness that will make you shine here on earth. And then not only here on earth, forever and ever and ever, you will be shining. And how many of you want to do that? And how does it come? It just comes by turning people to righteousness. Winning a soul for Christ. It just comes by doing the work of God. What God asked you to do, just do it. Hallelujah. Just do it. Don't try to do too much. Just do what God has asked you to do. And he says that win a soul. And you have done everything else this last month, except that you have not been wise. And you have not been wise, you have been what? I like that thing. I like it when you say it. I don't want to say it. You see, so we have to be wise. This is an opportunity for you to shine this month. And always as a Christian, you get it? Always as a Christian, it's an opportunity for you to do what? Shine. So we will do everything as a pastor. Even as I'm preaching, I can see some people, their faces are shining. And some of your faces are not shining. But I want to have every face to do what? Shine. A shining face is a smiley face. A shining face is a laughing face. Hey. And when he say my face not shining, I'm sure he's talking about the fair girls. No. I'm talking about a face that is smiling. Do you get it? A face that is shining and smiling. Glowing with glory. It is glowing with glory. If you go and tell some people to say it to me, so growing with glory. Glowing with glory. Hallelujah. So, we should do what we have to do. Let's think about Matthew. We come back here. Matthew chapter 28. 18. It's a month that I expect you, my dear Christian brother, to go out there and win a soul. Practically. Are you getting me? Practically. To talk to somebody about Jesus. As a church, we'll be organizing various campaigns. Yesterday we had a nice crusade in Tamaniu Town. Over 150 people gave their life to Jesus. But even then, how many of you were there? Hey, are you sure? Then you tried. Okay. You tried. But you were not there. You see, you were not there. So as a church, we are doing our part. Do you get it? Then various ministries in the church. The church divided to chapels or churches. Branches. So every branch also has an outreach. Like yesterday in the morning, I think the evangelistic ministry had a medical outreach evangelism. They call it multiplication campaign. To multiply. Do you get it? So every ministry is organizing a campaign or an outreach evangelistic program. Do you get it? So the church level, the ministry level. Then it comes to your individual person. Do you get it? You also now have to do evangelism. Personal evangelism. It will also make you wise.
Hallelujah.
You flow in the glory of the mass evangelism.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
And then you also flow in the glory of the chapel evangelism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You also flow in the glory of the chapel evangelism or ministries evangelism. Then your own. And this morning, I want to emphasize on your own.
Your own.
Your personal effort.
Hallelujah.
To talk to somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
How many of you are in a kind of job that you have to tell people about the work you do? Or talk to me? Okay, I don't even have to ask you. But how many of you are happy when you are telling people about what you do?
Oh, okay.
Okay. You should be happy. what you do. You should not, what I'm saying, we should not be ashamed to talk about Jesus. So, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, it says that, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He talked about power. And how many of you want to see power? You see, Jesus' power. When he talked about the power, the next thing that he said, when he talked about all power is given to me, was that, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded thee. So first he said that, go.
All right.
This power I've given to you, go to the world and tell them about Jesus.
Okay.
Tell them about Jesus. So the greatest demonstration of this power, and you even see it in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Jesus told them, you shall be witnesses unto me. Where is it that? Acts 1 8. You shall receive power. You see, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon thee. And you shall what? Witness. You shall be witnesses unto me both in
Jerusalem,
in Judea, and in Samaria. And in other uttermost, your Jerusalem is the immediate surroundings. So like our Jerusalem is within the church. Do you get it? And within your immediate family, if you like. Then Judea is also those you work, those a little bit away from you. And then Samaria, you are moving further away. Hallelujah. And the uttermost part of the world, I mean, you have to go and go and go and look for souls. But he talked about power, that you receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then this one too, he said, you shall be witnesses unto me. So you see that the power manifests when you talk to people about Jesus. Do you get it? When you talk to people about Jesus, when you witness about Jesus. And then the second part of it says that, and lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. Now, how many of you have seen this? And she said, God with you, something, something. Or if God be for you, who can be against you? Now, God is saying that as you go, he will be with you. The greatest way to see God's power, God's presence with you, is to talk to somebody about Jesus. It doesn't necessarily mean that the power is going to be translated, that power means that demons will leave the person. No, it means also that power can be seen in your life. It also means that power is that power that will make you shine. That power, because if God is with you, then whatever you do, wherever you go,
People will see that God is with you. He will manifest himself. But he said, go first. Do the evangelism. Do the person to person. Do the soul to soul. And then you will see the glory of God. You will shine in your school. You will shine in your job. You will shine in your education. You shine in everything that you do. And as we are here, we can see that even as the cars came to park, some of the cars are shining. Some of the cars are shining. And when you pass, you want to look at the car because it's shining. And some of the cars are dull. May your car shine in the name of Jesus. So, your house will be shining wherever it is. Because you see, when the power is with you, you cannot afford not to enjoy some of the power. But you have to go. And that, to me, that explains even the blessing that God has blessed our bishop with, and this church with, this church, this family with, United Denomination of Origin for Lighthouse Group of Churches. Because you see, sometimes you do not know how the blessings come. I can tell you. And the blessings are wild, though. You have no idea. You have no idea how we are blessed. You have no idea at all. The blessings are wild. And you ask yourself, where does it come from? Where does it come from? It comes from God making you shine as you are wise. Hallelujah. Because if you like, it's only few churches that you go that every Sunday they will finish praying and say, come and give your life to Jesus. If you just look at that one, you may think it's common. You may think it's usual. It is unusual. It's unusual. And all those things add to the invisible power that supports you and the people in the church to be great. Yes. That is why you don't have to stop making altar calls. And then that's when you make an altar call and no one comes. You close the service anyway, but you know that you are not happy. There's something wrong. You know there's something wrong. It means that the church is dying. The church is not trying to shine. Hallelujah. So I'm cutting my preaching short today so that we can go and shine. We can go and shine. How many want to go and shine? Good. We want to shine. We want to go to a labor ward today and go and give some birth and not leave our children anywhere. We shall bring them home. Amen. Even if it's not today, we can bring them home tomorrow. Do you get it? Because you know, when you give birth, you can go home the same day. You can also go home after 1 week. You can go home. Some of you, the souls you get, you have to do them cesarean session. Pastor Muwar. So you can bring them home in 2 weeks' time. You get even 1 week time. But duly, by the time this month ends, every one of you should have a soul that you can boast of that. During this part of evangelism, I became wise. This is the evidence of my wisdom. Amen. So, but I want to see how many of you are here. You are here today. Yesterday, you got born again at yesterday's crusade. You got born again at yesterday's crusade. Can you give me, obey to me, I am bye-bye. Mm-hmm. At where? Tamanewtown Park. You got born again. Give me a wave, LMC. Give me a wave, LMC. Give me a wave, LMC. It means that, well in and all. Okay, powerful. We shall still go there, don't worry. We shall still go there. It takes some time. But we need to go there until we see that the babies have come home. Amen. But what's the